Picture a 30-meter boot lace worm undulating through cold ocean waters, a microscopic tardigrade suspended in animation for decades, and a hagfish producing handfuls of slime in seconds, all connected by invisible threads of ancestry stretching back over half a billion years. The animal kingdom isn't just a collection of creatures we've named and cataloged. It's an ongoing epic of evolutionary innovation, where the same genetic toolkit that builds a fly's body also constructs yours. What makes something an animal? The answer turns out to be far stranger and more profound than we ever imagined, revealing that the boundary between simple and complex life is less a ladder and more a spectacular branching tree, with humans perched on just one tiny twig among thousands. Strip away everything you think you know about animals. Forget movement. Some animals never budge. Forget brains. Plenty lack them entirely. What remains? At the cellular level, animals are defined by epithelial cells, flexible, brick-shaped units arranged in waterproof sheets without rigid walls. This might sound technical, but it's revolutionary. These sheets can fold, twist, and create enclosed spaces, enabling a process called gastrulation, when a simple ball of cells folds inward to form a primitive gut. That moment of folding represents one of evolution's most consequential innovations. Animals are multicellular organisms that eat other organisms for energy, descended from a single common ancestor that emerged from choanoflagellates, microscopic collared flagellates that still exist today as our closest living relatives. For centuries, naturalists organized life into neat hierarchies. Baron Cuvier shattered this in 1812, proposing four fundamentally different animal branches. Today, we recognize 33 animal phyla, major evolutionary branches with distinct body plans. The revolution came in 1988 when Rudolf Raft's team analyzed ribosomal RNA across phyla. DNA evidence organized bilaterians, animals with left-right symmetry, into three superphyla: Deuterostomia, us and starfish, Ichthyosauria, arthropods and roundworms, and Lophotrochozoa, annelids, mollusks, flatworms. The truly astounding discovery? All bilaterians use the same genes to build their bodies. William Bateson studied homeotic variants, animals with misplaced structures, like antennas where eyes should be. The controlling genes all contained a 180 base pair homeobox sequence. In 1984, researchers found these sequences in flies, worms, frogs, mice, and humans. Vertebrates and insects use essentially the same genetic toolkit, inherited from their common ancestor. These genes act as postcodes, telling cells their position along body axes. This toolkit evolved during the origin of multicellularity half a billion years ago. We're all variations on a theme, different arrangements of the same ancient molecular instruments. At the base of the animal tree lurk creatures that defy conventional definitions. Sponges lack body axes, nerves, muscles, or true guts. They're living water filters. In 1907, Henry Van Peters Wilson mashed a sponge completely and watched it reassemble itself, cells even sorting themselves by species when mixed with other mashed sponges. Stranger still is Trichoplax adherens, a half-millimeter pancake of cells with no preferred direction, no mouth, no gut. It crawls using shape changes and beating cilia, digesting food externally by secreting enzymes onto algae. Comb jellies drift through oceans propelled by eight combs, strips of coordinated cilia that beat in mesmerizing waves, scattering light into shimmering rainbows. Cnidarians, jellyfish, sea anemones, corals, bristle with stinging cells that fire barbed, poison-laden harpoons within milliseconds. Box jellies possess 24 eyes, including six capable of forming images, and venom that causes Irukandji syndrome, excruciating pain accompanied by a feeling of impending doom. These early experiments in animal design have persisted successfully for over half a billion years. Darwin's final book celebrated earthworms as living plows, essential to soil health. These segmented annelids have bodies divided into muscular rings, allowing independent contraction. Leeches abandon segmentation so their bodies can balloon when feeding. Demand reached 40 million imported annually into France by the 1830s. Deep-sea tube worms discovered near hydrothermal vents in the 1970s lack mouths or digestive systems, surviving through internal bacterial farms that perform chemosynthesis using toxic hydrogen sulfide. Flatworms lack body cavities entirely, their flattened shapes allowing oxygen diffusion. Some, like Schistosoma monsoni, cause bilharzia, infecting over 200 million people. Mollusks include the giant squid Archithucus, reaching 13 meters, and octopuses with remarkable intelligence. Aeolid nudibranchs ingeniously harvest stinging cells from cnidarians and repurpose them for defense, evolutionary recycling at its finest. Bilateral symmetry marked a profound transition in animal history. Unlike radially symmetrical jellyfish, bilateralians possess mirror image sides with distinct front and back ends. This body plan enables well-defined muscle blocks for movement, centralized nerve cords with anterior brains, specialized sense organs at the front, and through guts with separate mouths and anuses. Animals could now move with purpose, burrowing, crawling, swimming, while facing their environment head-on. Insects dominate Earth with estimates ranging from a few million to over 30 million species. Their success stems from early land colonization nearly 400 million years ago and key adaptations, waterproof cuticles preventing desiccation, elaborate tracheal systems for breathing, and efficient nitrogen waste management through uric acid. The big four insect orders account for over 80% of described species. Monarch butterflies migrate thousands of kilometers, while bees, wasps, and ants evolved complex social colonies with division of labor, cooperation driven by shared defense and extended care of young. Two related phyla fascinate zoologists, microscopic tardigrades and forest-dwelling onychophorans. Tardigrades enter cryptobiosis, suspended animation, surviving extreme temperatures and desiccation for years. Onychophorans, or velvet worms, are soft caterpillar-like hunters shooting sticky slime to entangle prey. DNA evidence groups these arthropods with nematodes, unsegmented roundworms, in ecdysozoa, the molting animals. Horsehair worms parasitize arthropods, consuming hosts from within before emerging as adults. They manipulate host behavior, forcing terrestrial victims like cockroaches to seek water. Parasitic mind control demonstrating evolution's capacity for nightmarish innovation. None of these groups is higher. They're simply different branches, each equally successful in evolutionary terms. Deuterostomes, our bilateral branch, include chordata, echinoderms, and hemichordates. Unlike most animals, their mouth forms secondarily, with the first opening becoming the anus. Starfish exemplify pentaradial symmetry, moving via thousands of tube feet powered by a water vascular system. Predatory species pry open bivalves and insert their stomach to digest prey internally. Sea squirts look plant-like but belong to chordata. Alexander Kovalevsky discovered this in 1866 by observing their tadpole-like larvae, which possess a brain, dorsal nerve cord, and notochord before metamorphosizing into stationary adults. Amphibiosis embodies the fundamental chordate body plan: brain, dorsal nerve cord, notochord, segmented muscles, and pharyngeal slits. Vertebrates add exceptional specializations: size, closed circulation, living bone, sophisticated brains, protective skulls, and elaborate sense organs. The evolutionary tree begins with jawless fish, then splits into cartilaginous fish, sharks, ray-finned fish, and lobe-finned fish, the latter giving rise to land vertebrates. The 1938 discovery of a living coelacanth stunned science. This 2-meter fish with fleshy fins was thought extinct for 65 million years. Birds aren't merely reptile relatives, but actual dinosaurs, surviving theropods. Humans represent a tiny twig on this vast tree.
Contrary to assumptions that all animal phyla were discovered by the 20th century, three new phyla have emerged since 1983. Danish zoologist Reinhard Christensen found tiny urn-shaped loricifera on sand grains, microscopic cycliophora on lobster mouth parts, and minute micrognathozoa with projectable jaws in Greenland freshwater. New phyla also arise from reclassification when DNA evidence reveals species belong elsewhere, like Acoela morsa and Xenoturbulida, worm-like animals formerly classified as flatworms. The animal kingdom isn't a completed catalog, but a frontier of biological discovery. From microscopic water bears to giant squid, from slime-producing hagfish to our own species, we're all chapters in an epic story written in DNA, a story that began over half a billion years ago and continues to unfold.